I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You want to know something that's annoying?
Well, there's more? Because you've been on a bit of a run lately for the last couple of hours.
Sorry. That's fair.
You want to know what's annoying? Really? You know what? Today's show, you would have been more impressed if you say, you know what doesn't annoy me today?
I'll tell you what doesn't annoy me. Matthew Tkachuk. He doesn't annoy me. He annoys everybody else in the league, but not me. Love him.
Love him. Because he's on your team.
Oh, you bet, dude.
Wait, you know what? I'm going to be fair. You need a guy like that.
Definitely.
I had a guy like that everywhere I played. Like, man.
John Randle?
Playing against this dude, just annoying. Nope. I had a guy who was annoying in practice. But
John Randle?
He was on my team. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Dude. I used to tell him all the time, I hate practicing against you. You nonstop. I say, but that's a me problem. You being who you are. You know what I'm saying? I can't be mad at him.
100%, dude.
Now, I tell you what. Them guys who played the Super Bowl on Thursday and then go get burned on set on Sunday, them guys I got a problem with.
Let's get to some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. I had to. I can't go get my Celsius. I drank it all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
I drank it this morning. I figured, to be honest with you, that I would probably need some energy to deal with your nonsense.
Why?
That was accurate.
Was it because of last night I said it looked like you played with King Koopa shells under your jersey?
Yeah, dude. Like, you did everything but call me a damn turtle. And then what was wrong with that picture? Dude.
I said you look good in that picture.
Yeah, like you those aren't even big shoulder pads either.
I'm talking about the Cleveland days, dude. In the Cleveland days, you look like a Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah. I thought I was going to need all that for protection. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe technology got better with the pads. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. By the time I got to Minnesota.
You were wearing some heavy pads, bro.
No, here, I got the picture. Look.
I told you. He's looking good. A young, spry Leroy Horde. Handsomer than Gabe Vincent. 44.
So, from left to right, me, Chuck, RIP. He was in the Marines first. Then as Harold, the coach, Mo Williams, Robert Smith, David Palmer on the left, 22, and Scotty Graham, who's built like a donut.
Damn.
He was, dude. He was 5'8", 230. What do you call it?
Let's talk to Mike. Mike has some cat thoughts tonight. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Tobin, Leroy? Hey, Leroy, I'm with Tobin. I'm going to start with Tobin on this one. I know who the real mush is, and it's not Tobin, okay? It's pretty ridiculous. We know when the Panthers started losing, exactly when this person got signed. Mm-hmm. And it's Calais Campbell. I'm sorry. We got to get rid of Calais Campbell, man.
Calais Campbell is the mush?
Wait, ooh.
Have we not been losing since he got signed?
I feel like did the series start before, like, are you talking about officially pen to paper?
Yeah.
Whichever one makes my argument better.
I like your honesty.
This guy is definitely a listener.
Hey,
to this
wait.
Show.
First of all, hey, what's his name again?
Mike.
Mike. I want you to go tell Calais Campbell he's the mush.
Mush your face. Hey. Paul Maurice, this was Paul Maurice on why he saw an improved Matthew Tkachuk in Game 5. Here is the Panthers head coach.
Well, I thought that line was may have made the biggest adjustment to their game going into Game 5. They were really strong defensively, and then that's when that line's like almost like a broken play line, right? They can quick strike off a forecheck, off a the stretch game or the up and down the ice game. Certainly Sam Bennett can do that, Rodriguez can do that, but their best is in close area, close quarter combat. That's when those guys are at their best. So what they did in the game for me is they gave themselves the most amount of minutes in that context. And in that place, then for me, Matthew finds a rhythm to his game and the hands and everything starts to go back together.
All right.
Wow. Hey, it sounded like it when you say it was cool, but he said that, like, if you don't understand hockey, and I don't, like, he sounded like he was saying some good stuff, right? Now, I don't think half of the people that he was talking to understood what the hell he was saying, but I like it.
Close quarters, dude. Up against the ropes.
But he's kind of making it sound like that's the line that is most versatile as far as defense and offense, right?
Yeah, and taking advantage of mistakes.
Yeah, Tkachuk, Bennett, Rodriguez. Who's the other one on there? Bennett.
Yeah.
His nose. Tkachuk, Bennett, Rodriguez, who's the fourth?
Oh, the defenseman? I mean, they had Ekman Larson out there with them last time.
Yeah.
And then here was Matthew Tkachuk. He says, don't think what I did last game matters.
No, I just want to elevate because I want to help my team. I want to help this team win. Now it's kind of what everybody thinks right now. It's go out there, do whatever you can to just win that one game. We have that mindset. Edmonton has that mindset. I think that's why, you know, both teams are in the position they're in right now, is because we've both had that. You know, you don't really think about the series. You don't try to get ahead of yourself. You don't, you know, reflect on mistakes made in previous games. Like, you just attack each day and each game like it's a completely new one. So it doesn't matter, you know, what I did or what we did last game. It's a fresh day tomorrow. It's a fresh game, fresh new game day. So we're very excited. Like I said, I'm sure they're excited. Stanley Cup Finals, it doesn't get better than this.
Oof. I'm excited, man. Can't wait for tonight. Cannot wait. Man. 8 o'clock puck drop. 7 o'clock is your coverage here on 560 WQAM.
I cannot wait.
Reservoir Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Marlins back at it tonight. They start a series with the Seattle Mariners. For those interested, Trevor Rogers is on the hill tonight for
think about this.
The Fish.
Seattle had to travel less distance than Edmonton.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, bless their heart, boys. I don't know how many people are tuning in for the Fish tonight, but the diehards will be there for you, I think.
Well, here's what's going to happen. The people that are going to watch the baseball game or turn for the baseball game are just not hockey fans.
Right. Or they're just degenerate baseball gamblers.
No, because you don't like...
People always bet, Leroy. People will find stuff to bet on. Dolphin Kane says we need a team in Alaska. What was that movie with the Mystery Alaska, right? Who was in that movie? Was that Russell Crowe? Was he in that movie?
I mean, who's from Alaska?
Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers.
Sarah Palin.
That's true.
No comment. I was there.
Take a break. Back after this.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's game night. Cats
game night.
And Oilers. Panthers got to put a stop to this McJesus, dude. Ridiculous right now.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Begrudgingly, yeah. He could talk.
The last, you know, the last person I thought when I watched hockey, when Pavel Bure, when he used to skate, I'm like, holy
Russian Rockets, dude.
Holy smokes.
You didn't feel that way watching Steven Weiss on the Cats? David Booth? David Booth?
No.
You want to know my first days interning here? Interning at 790. I was doing Cats games. And like the second night I was here, Richard Zednik got his neck cut by the skate.
Oh, I remember that. That was disgusting. Dude, that
Billy Lindsay, Billy Lindsay and Randy Moeller were shook.
That's one of the scariest things you'll ever see him.
It's honestly crazy.
Along with what happened to DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was crazy, too. That was just like...
I mean, they stopped playing the game, right?
They canceled the game.
Yeah.
They canceled the rest of the game, yeah. Couldn't do
like,
it.
Like, you know, I've seen guys...
You know what's crazy, too? I took the Tobin family to a game, not this year. I think it was the year before. I think it was last year. And we got pretty decent seats, so I think it was like in the Panthers area. I'm like looking at this guy in front of me. I'm like, I think that's Richard Zednik sitting right in front of me. I couldn't stop looking at his neck.
You know, we that happened. We were playing the Steelers one time, and one of their DBs got hit, and his helmet slid down and cut his head.
Ooh, that's a bleeder. That's a bleeder spot.
There was blood everywhere, so everybody was panicking. They were panicking like it was an illegal hit. Look at what he did. Nobody really knew how it happened, but it like they, you know, stopped it and, you know, they came out, they put the stuff on his head and he just walked away. But holy smokes, there was so much blood.
So yesterday in the NBA, finally, we can stop the charade of the Lakers looking for other coaches. They have finally landed on the guy they wanted the entire time. You know my favorite, J.J. Redick.
Oh, my God. Dude, can I just call this the day of the petty?
What do you mean?
Dude, you have been relentless.
I can't help what the news is.
You went after the Celtics. You went after the Heat.
Burn my ass! They deserved it.
And now, when we thought there was nothing left in the petty bag, you're now pulling out J.J. Redick.
You can't say I'm pulling it out. I mean, he was...
No, I know, but I'm just saying for today's show.
But he's now the Lakers head coach. He was hired as the Lakers head coach, so you can't say...
4 years. How much?
I think he got 8 a year, I think I read. So what was it?
8 a year.
32.
So think about this. $32 million. You think he cares if he get fired after two?
He's still got his production company.
He's got his podcasts. He's sitting there. But like the one thing that's adorable, I love this like act that they have to make sure. Like, why do these reports have to come out that LeBron's not involved? Like, why? What? Why is that always a thing that has? We swear, LeBron. In fact, AD had more to do with LeBron. LeBron had nothing to do with it. This was Dave McMenamin yesterday on ESPN.
There was no conversation between LeBron James and Jeannie Buss or Rob Pelinka or Kurt Rambis or anybody else when it comes to the Lakers decision makers about J.J. Redick as a candidate, about Dan Hurley as a candidate, about anybody else as a candidate. He stayed out of this process. He let the Lakers know through his representatives that the team and the organization has to do what they feel is right for them in this moment and going forward, because odds are the person that they hire will be with the Lakers beyond LeBron James's days as a player. So he stayed out of it. Now, that said, there was a tacit endorsement in J.J. Redick because he decided to do the Mind the Game podcast with him and devote some of his time to his busy schedule, matching wits with someone who obviously he respects for his basketball acumen and his IQ and the way he sees the game. The Lakers paid attention to that. It wasn't too hard to connect the dots there, but there was no LeBron James getting on the horn and saying, Rob Pelinka, this is the guy you need to hire.
Sure, dude. Okay.
Can I say this? Is this the one sport that hires four guys with no coaching experience?
Yeah, I would say so.
Right.
Yeah, I would say so.
Remember, didn't Jason Kidd when he wore uniform the week before and then he was coaching?
I don't remember. I feel like Derek Fisher like got the Knicks job like 2 weeks after his last game.
Yeah. Yeah, but isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Well, that's because Steve Kerr didn't want the job.
That's right. That is true. But what a choice he made.
I mean, it was the smartest choice.
But, you know, Steve Kerr was a GM. Steve Kerr was in basketball.
Right, he was in basketball. I'm talking about just fresh.
The thing I was laughing at with the J.J. Redick thing, because, like, it's enough of J.J. Redick, but, like, the thing that I'm laughing at with this is, like, the report comes out from Shams, who, by the way, was ready to dunk all over Woj, because he said it was J.J. Redick the whole time. The Hurley thing was complete horse bleep.
All right, understand this, guys. The next 3 weeks, the greatest rivalry, Shams versus Woj,
is going
to take place. Woj won last year. He obliterated Shams.
Yep.
So Shams right now is coming firing with anything he has right now. He's just throwing anything in the wall just to say that he said it first. That's why that Paul George comment that you mentioned earlier is very confusing.
Very weird.
Very confusing.
Shams is just looking to empty the clip.
Yeah,
like he's ready. He's ready. Much. He's geared. Because I believe
the thing is, it's kind of a Tobin comment. Because you can make that mean anything, right? So when it's all said and done, you always have comment that can fix that comment, but say you were first.
But I don't think but Shams is not Tovin. He doesn't know how to. He's not a samurai.
He's not a wiggle wormer.
He's not a samurai of the, you know.
Well,
of,
Woj got the first trade because the first trade happened yesterday, and the first person I saw was Woj because Caruso got traded for Giddy.
Which, yeah. I mean.
I like there's intangible for tangible.
Caruso has been sneaky good, right?
Yeah, he's really good.
Right.
Everybody would like a Caruso. I got to be honest with you. I had no idea Caruso started his career with the Thunder. I had, no idea. I
thought it was the Lakers.
I thought it was, too. No. But they put out all these pictures of him with the Thunder when he had hair.
Ooh.
It was weird.
Oh, he gave. Look, you know if he gave it up, Mike White had to let it go.
Oof. Somebody called Landon Donovan.
Hey.
Why you always call Derek White Mike White? Mike White still has hair.
Sorry. Derek White. I'm sorry.
But here's the thing that's funny. But it is one of these things with LeBron. He always does want to feel like, oh, the hands are off. Like, I have nothing to do with this. Come on. And it's like, what do you mean, dude? You don't think the entire reason that J.J. Redick became the forefront of the project because you did a podcast with him?
Listen.
It's so obvious.
But what he's saying is although that may play, that was something they saw, not that he demanded.
But that's semantic samurai. Like that right there, when this gets out there, that's Rich Paul being the semantic samurai.
Wow, Dolphin Kane. That's terrible.
It's a fact, though. It's true. It's true.
Dolphin Kane says that Alex Caruso looks like a roll-on deodorant stick.
Derek White looks like a roll-on deodorant at the bottom.
Witcher!
You know, when you scratch yourself.
So painful.
Because there's no deodorant left, and you keep turning.
Yeah, why
did it?
It's like a cheese grater.
It could break your knuckles, man.
You roll it up to the little thing pops out.
There's no way that could be the most practical way to put it at the bottom of a deodorant stick. Why can't they make that flat? I don't understand.
Because of the way they do the roll is it goes on smooth in the beginning and it just works its way down. It's never really flat.
But why is it based with a torture chamber?
No, it's like you get to the bottom of it, it's like you lose, game over. And you know you never get a new one before you hit that. So you know you're gonna try to squeeze the last little bit, turn to the side, and what have you.
UD yesterday says that players are gonna question J.J. Redick. He double down. He says, listen, players are gonna question that everything that happens in that locker room is coming from LeBron.
I mean, they're going to question where the message is coming from. They're going to question what's the intent of everything. I mean, we understand how great of a basketball mind that J.J. Redick is, but we also understand how great of a basketball mind that LeBron James has. And we also understand that these NBA players today spend 95% of the time focusing on the things they can't control. You can't control the relationship like LeBron has with J.J. Redick. You can't control the plays that J.J. Redick is going to run. You can't control the schemes or the defense that J.J. is going to run. But I guarantee everything that J.J. says, somebody's going to question if LeBron James has something to do with it on the back end. That's just how it's going to be. And I told JJ that to his face when I saw him in the finals. It's nothing about JJ that I don't think he's capable. He has a bright future. He has a great basketball mind. But this is what the NBA is today. Guys that worry about things they cannot control.
I love the fact that JJ Redick had to come up to Udonis Haslem because of his comments about this. It's like, yeah, that's what I said.
But you know what's crazy, though? A true coach and a good leader of men will fix that in the first meeting, right? Like, listen, not for nothing. Let's not get it twisted. A coach got to earn his stripes too. You don't just walk into a room and all these men, these young men, just follow you. You got to put some, you got to have some skin in the game, and you got to come in there with some thoughts and some ideas that pique the interest of all your guys to get you to follow you. And a lot of coaches are able to do that. Like, some of the greatest coaches lose their locker room because they have lost the ability to grab, you know, the interest of the players. That's what makes Pop so great. That's what makes Spo so great. Spo, every year, from year to year, these guys know what they're going to have to go through, and they still buy in.
So I heard
that's an unbelievable job of coaching.
Didn't you say that Bill Belichick will always pay for your meals on the road?
No, I said there were like times
he gives a credit card or something like that.
We went to, it was just one time.
Oh.
We went out to, this was early, this is his first year. We went out to San Diego and we went out a day early. And he said, if you go out on in these vans, I'm going to put a coach or one of the young guys. So it was like Scott Pioli or Eric Mangini. And they gave him a credit card. You go hang out with them. Drink out with them, curfew is at 1. If you're not with them, curfew's at 12.
Okay.
So, you know, he, like, Bill was like, I can't explain him so that people understand that he was a hard coach. He was a difficult coach. He wanted things done a certain way, right? But once you realize that certain thing was winning and was making you a better player, then if it's all about winning to you, you're all in. If you're not, you're not going to be on that team.
I saw that Jay Rich said on UD's podcast, he said that Popovich, he says if he finds you at the same restaurant, he picks up the check.
Yeah.
That's a cool move.
A lot of, like, the relationship between coaches and players, right, is an easy thing to make great and a really hard thing to make difficult. Because keep in mind, when a new coach comes in, all the players want to win. They wanted that change. So all you can do is kind of, you can ingratiate them and get them on the same page with what you want and explain it in a way that gets everybody on the same page. Or you can come in abrasively. Certain coaches say, hey, I'm a winner. I've been a winner here. You just follow me. And it becomes abrasive. And so there's a lot of coaches that come in. That's why you hear guys say a player's coach or whatever. It doesn't mean that guy ain't difficult. Mm-hmm. It don't mean that guy ain't hard. It don't mean that guy don't demand excellence. It just means that he sympathizes with where the players are and has found a way to communicate with them so that they are on the same page. And you see the coaches that do it.
Well, I'm just disappointed because our guy Chris Quinn got overlooked. And I just want to tell Chris Quinn right now.
There's always Cleveland.
Well, that's probably going to go to Borrego, though, because he was like the Lakers runner-up. I bet you he gets the Cleveland job. And I don't want Chris Quinn taking the Pistons job.
No. Well, I told you. Go get them 4 for 32.
Well, I just want to tell Chris Quinn right now. If you want to host a podcast, Chris Quinn, I got you. If you need a podcast, free of charge, Old Tobes, I'll set everything up for you. We'll podcast this year. And that'll get you a job, because that's what you should just do. Be a podcaster. And then all of a sudden, you'll get whatever job you want, Chris Quinn, because you can't just coach anymore. You can't just be in the dungeon, putting your hand on the court, making these guys better. Apparently, it's not enough anymore, Quinn Cat. So I'm telling you right now, dude, if you need a podcast host, I got you. Free of charge. Old Tobes. We'll get people knowing the real Chris Quinn. Leroy, stop by an episode two.
Oh, yeah, like they invited me to Heat Weekly. That dude, you are in Heat Weekly every weekend. It should have just been Tobin and Tommy Todd.
Whenever Tommy needs me, whenever Tommy Todd calls, when the Tommy Todd bat phone rings, you pick up and you say yes.
Absolutely. You got it.
You say yes. We'll mix things up coming up next. Let's get to the mixed bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
You almost made the show.
Almost.
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 I was too busy crying over what Tobin said to me earlier today.
What did I send you?
You didn't allow me to be happy, so.
I mean, you're goth. I don't expect you to be chipper.
What? Wow.
Okay. Hey,
listen to something called Pierce the Veil.
Okay.
It's been like, you're like, good morning. And I'm expecting like, what?
Like, I'm actually really sad I can't make it today, but Panthers first.
Cats first. All right.
Okay.
Cats first.
Instead of Pierce the Veil,
it's stop it, Vlad.
Hoist the cup. All right, here's what we got for the mixed bag here today. Trevor Lawrence, ever heard of him, Leroy?
Just got a bag.
Got a bag. He says that bag does not give him any extra pressure to win.
I'm not going to add any pressure to myself just based on getting this contract. It doesn't really change what I expect of myself and what the team expects of me. I mean, whether this got done or not, Mr. Khan, Trent, Doug, everyone, all the coaches expect me to play well and to, like I said, to bring a championship here eventually. So I know that's the end goal and that's what I'm here for. So now that this is done, it doesn't really change that. But, you know, like I said, maybe from the outside it will a little bit, but not for me.
Enough of this guy.
Hey, Vlad.
This is his worst day ever, bro.
Hey,
Tatum and Trevor.
Add him to the list.
Of course, that has no pressure.
Guys that he's going after today.
Tatum and Trevor. That's his TNT Trevor. For today.
Ridiculous.
Don't you know that? You forgot Pat Riley.
JJ Redick.
Well, I wasn't petty at Pat Riley.
You went in on Rilesby.
Well, he deserved it. We have the Celtics laughing at us. I hope it burns.
TTL.
Sometimes, yeah, you need a little Tobes tough love. That's just how it is. You know, it's nothing personal. The Heat know I love them. Sometimes you got to be truthful with the ones
it
you
was,
love.
It was a little personal, though.
Was it?
To you, at least. What was it?
I don't think it was personal. I think he vented.
It was personal to him. Of course, when you're venting, that's personal.
Good point.
But no pressure. Of course there's no pressure. You play for Jacksonville. And your owner's a wrestler. Like, who cares?
Tony Khan.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the
Jaguars.
Who's
about to hire Shane McMahon. How do you hire the op?
He barely cares about football. He cares so much more about wrestling than he does football. I mean, he showed up in the draft, kayfabe, like with a fake neck injury.
Well, I mean, you gotta stick to the script, man.
Do
ya? Yeah.
On draft day? With a foam neck pillow?
Kayfabe, baby. Gotta keep, you know, old school wrestling, baby. Old school wrestling. Gotta keep the script. Gotta keep the story going.
Oh, my God. Anyway. This guy. Enough of him.
Hey, man. Tua's telling him thank you.
Oh, yeah. The market is the market.
The market's the market.
The market is the market. Speaking of injuries and keeping it kayfabe, Derek White. He has given us an update on his dental work this week. This is
Derek, that's question number one. How many hours have you spent in a dentist chair since Monday?
I spent like 2 hours, and then I had to go back for like an hour. And now we got a little temporary fix for tonight.
It looks great, though.
Yeah, shout out to Boston Dental. Y'all clutch.
Dentist is like, I'm not a miracle
worker. Yeah, it
does. You can hear the air going between his teeth.
Yeah.
Sounds like the gopher from Winnie the Pooh.
Jeez. He literally, I want to make a smoothie. Come on, dude.
Point for Lee.
He got sharper edges in his mouth than I have in my blender. Look at that. Show that picture. Look at all the edges.
Dude, I could use his teeth to grind my weed.
Look at it. Look at that. And he said he got his mouth fixed.
He did. Dude,
this is the fix.
Temporarily. Temporarily.
Hey, one of his teeth is playing hide and go seek. Go back to the other picture.
Oh,
look at that little tooth on the right. The tooth, go to the other picture. The tooth next to the big tooth, the only one that's standing at attention. He hiding behind that tooth, right? The one he cracked is leaning forward, and I don't know how you could crack a tooth and it leans forward. It should be leaning back, right? And the other tooth over there, he hiding too.
I love how something I mentioned hide and go on teeth. Tuesday is still being referred to today.
Hide and go teeth.
Some of his dancers are in the front of the line, and some of the younger ones are shy. They hiding behind the other teeth.
Man,
I think Derek White's teeth is the mascot of the Anthony Weaver first wave, second wave.
Yeah,
because his teeth look like they're going in waves and hit rocks.
Man,
he say look like his teeth are playing hopscotch.
Of course, there's Trevor. They're playing Twisters.
It's playing Twister.
Yeah. Hey, I bet you he won't lose that tooth.
Well, as long as he didn't go to Crowder's dentist.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. She's a good dentist, man. It's just Crowder's a bad patient.
I guess.
Crowder's like he's like, it's like being the cut man for a Diaz brother. Again with the scar tissue neck.
Point.
All right, this has gone viral on Twitter. Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly Stafford.
Oh, you don't say this. This is
that's horrible, bro.
Hosts a podcast the morning after, and she decided to take everybody on a trip down memory lane for their relationship. Here was Kelly Stafford.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date, and you were all?
Oh, yeah, girl. Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and southern gentleman and all that stuff. And the backup was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it upset him. So they lived in the same dorm because athletes lived in the same dorm, and he would see my car there. And so at one point, he waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out.
Up.
And he was
like, this is so hot.
I was like, this is amazing. It's working.
Yeah.
I was get out of my car, and he was like, he's not right for you. And I was like, who? What? You can't tell me that.
That's, female logic right here at its worst.
Hold up, because don't you guys have the same conversations as men?
No.
Not like that.
Yeah. No. Okay. Not on a podcast. Okay.
No, so not on a podcast.
Dated somebody else? I'm not saying,
I had never heard a story from one of my boys or I have told that said I dated her friend to make her jealous.
No.
Because most women would say, you date my friend, and it's over.
I mean, I agree.
Okay, then. So
I
how does
agree.
That, so,
but
so,
I've
so,
definitely
why, wait,
heard
so I'm saying, wait.
From men's mouth
so,
too.
So, here's what I'm saying. You have a husband. Y'all been married for a long time. Y'all got beautiful kids, right? Y'all doing commercials together and what have you. You don't tell that story.
That's the story you keep to yourself.
I don't need to tell that story.
No, but I'm saying, you don't tell that story because it don't make you look good.
In the locker room.
It makes him look terrible.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Women logic right there. That's you guys didn't think that, sharing that story is going to cause a problem.
Well, it obviously worked out. It didn't cause a problem. I mean, they had
no,
a long relationship.
No, but now.
I would save that for
you think he ain't having words?
I would save that for a dinner party, not a podcast.
I'm not sharing that to the world so that now when I walk into the locker room, I got to hear jokes from my, teammates about
something. Oh, it's coming too.
That nobody needed to know.
Some people are sharers and some people
now,
are.
When I go to a stadium, people, there's going to be signs of with that.
That's true.
Check this out. Here's the other thing you also have to understand. You can't start the story by saying, my husband is a good Southern
gentleman
guy gentleman.
And I wanted the bad
and,
boy.
And the backup quarterback wasn't. He was a bad boy. And then you go and do that to him.
Ah, let's get to the mixed bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
You almost made the show.
Almost.
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 I was too busy crying over what Tobin said to me earlier today.
What did I send you?
You didn't allow me to be happy, so...
I mean, you're goth. I don't expect you to be chipper.
What? Wow.
Okay. Hey,
listen to something called Pierce the Veil.
Okay.
Hey. It's been like, you're like, good morning! And I'm expecting like, what?
Like, I'm actually really sad I can't make it today, but Panthers first.
Cats first, all right?
Okay. Hey.
Cats first.
Instead of Pierce the Veil,
Stop it, Vlad!
Hoist the cup. All right, here's what we got for the mixed bag here today. Trevor Lawrence, ever heard of him, Leroy?
Just got a bag.
Got a bag. He says that bag does not give him any extra pressure to win.
I'm not going to add any pressure to myself just based on getting this contract. It doesn't really change what I expect of myself and what the team expects of me. I mean, whether this got done or not, Mr. Khan, Trent, Doug, everyone, all the coaches expect me to play well and to, like I said, to bring a championship here eventually. So I know that's the end goal and that's what I'm here for. So now that this is done, it doesn't really change that. But, you know, like I said, maybe from the outside it will a little bit, but not for me.
Enough of this guy.
Hey, Vlad.
This is his worst day ever, bro. Hey, Tatum and Trevor.
Add him to the list.
Of course, that has
no
pressure.
Guys that he's going after today.
Tatum and Trevor. That's his TNT Trevor. For today.
Ridiculous.
Don't you know that? You forgot Pat Riley.
J.J. Redick. Pat Riley.
Well, I wasn't petty at Pat Riley.
You went in on Rilesby.
Well, he deserved it. We have the Celtics laughing at us. I hope it burns.
TTL.
Tobin
sometimes, yeah, you need a little Tobes tough love. That's just how it is. You know, it's nothing personal. The Heat know I love them. Sometimes you got to be truthful with the ones you love.
It was a little personal, though.
Was it?
To you, at least. What was it?
I don't think it was personal. I think he vented.
It was personal to him. Of course, when you're venting, that's personal.
Good point.
But no pressure. Of course there's no pressure. You play for Jacksonville. And your owner's a wrestler. Like, who cares?
Tony Khan.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the
Jaguars.
Who's
about to hire Shane McMahon? How do you hire the op?
He barely cares about football. He cares so much more about wrestling than he does football. I mean, he showed up in the draft, kayfabe, like with a fake neck injury.
Well, I mean, you gotta stick to the script, man.
Do
you? Yeah.
On draft day? With a foam neck pillow?
Kayfabe, baby. Gotta keep it, you know? Old school wrestling, baby. Old school wrestling. Gotta keep the script. Gotta keep the story going.
Oh, my God. Anyway. This guy. Enough of him.
Hey, man. Tua's telling him thank you.
Oh, yeah. The market is the market.
The market's the market.
The market is the market. Speaking of injuries and keeping it kayfabe, Derek White. He has given us an update on his dental work this week. This is
Derek. That's question number one. How many hours have you spent in a dentist chair since Monday?
I spent like 2 hours, and then I had to go back for like an hour. And now we got a little temporary fix for tonight.
It looks great, though.
Yeah. Shout out to Boston Dental. Y'all clutch.
Dentist is like, I'm not a miracle worker.
Yeah, it does.
You
can hear the air going between his teeth.
Yeah.
Sounds like the gopher from Winnie the Pooh.
Jeez.
He literally, I want to make a smoothie. Like, come on, dude.
Point for Lee.
He got sharper edges in his mouth than I have in my blender. Look at that. Show that picture. Look at all the edges.
Dude, I could use his teeth to grind my weed.
Look at it. Look at that. Like, and he say he got his mouth fixed?
He did.
Dude,
this is the fix.
Temporarily. Temporarily.
Hey, one of his teeth is playing hide and go seek. Go back to the other picture.
Oh,
look at that little tooth on the right. The tooth, go to the other picture. The tooth next to the big tooth, the only one that's standing at attention. He hiding behind that tooth, right? The one he cracked is leaning forward, and I don't know how you could crack a tooth and it leans forward. It should be leaning back, right? And the other tooth over there, he hiding too.
I love how something I mentioned hide and go on teeth. Tuesday is still being referred to today.
Hide and go teeth.
Some of his dancers are in the front of the line, and some of the younger ones are shy. They hiding behind the other teeth.
Man,
I think Derek White's teeth is the the mascot of the Anthony Weaver first wave, second wave.
Yeah.
Because his teeth look like they're going in waves and hit rocks.
Man.
He said it looked like his teeth are playing hopscotch.
And playing, of course, there's Trevor saying that's playing twisters. The worst dental work he's ever seen.
It's playing Twister.
Yeah. Hey, I bet you he won't lose that tooth.
Well, as long as he didn't go to Crowder's dentist.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. She's a good dentist, man. It's just Crowder's a bad patient.
I guess
Crowder's like the he's like it's like being the cut man for a Diaz brother. Again with the scar tissue neck. All right, this has gone viral on Twitter. Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly Stafford.
Oh, you don't say this. This is
that's horrible, bro.
Hosts a podcast the morning after, and she decided to take everybody on a trip down memory lane for their relationship. Here was Kelly Stafford.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date and you were all
Oh, yeah, girl.
Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and southern gentleman and all that stuff. And the backup was the complete opposite.
Yep.
Ooh, and it upset him. So they lived in the same dorm because athletes lived in the same dorm, and he would see my car there. And so at one point, he like waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out.
Stop.
And he was
like, this is so hot.
I was like, this is amazing. It's working.
Yeah.
I was get out of my car, and he was like, he's not right for you. And I was like, who? What? You can't tell me that.
That's, female logic right here. At its worst.
Hold up, because don't you guys have the same conversations as men?
No.
Not like that.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Not on a podcast. Okay.
No,
so
not on a podcast.
Dated somebody else? I'm not saying, hey,
I have never heard a story from one of my boys or I have told that said I dated her friend to make her jealous.
No.
Because most women that say you date my friend, it's over.
I mean, I agree.
Okay, then. So
I
how
agree.
Does that? So
I've definitely
why? Wait,
heard
so I'm saying, wait.
From men's mouth
so,
too.
So here's what I'm saying. You have a husband. Y'all been married for a long time. Y'all got beautiful kids, right? Y'all doing commercials together and what have you. You don't tell that story.
That's the story you keep to yourself.
I don't
yourself.
Need to tell that story.
No, but I'm saying, but you don't tell that story because it don't make you look good.
In the locker room.
It makes him look terrible.
Right. Or that's what I'm saying. Women logic right there. That's you guys didn't think that, sharing that story
obviously.
It's going to cause a problem.
Well, it obviously worked out. It didn't cause a problem. I mean, they had
no,
a relationship.
No,
but
now,
I would save that for.
You think he ain't having words?
I would save that for a dinner party, not a podcast.
I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm not sharing that to the world, so that now when I walk into the locker room, I got to hear jokes from my teammates about.
It's coming too.
That nobody needed
some
to know.
Some people are sharers and some people are.
Now, when I go to a stadium, there's going to be signs of with that.
Oh, that's true.
Check this out.
He's going to get trolled.
Here's the other thing you also have to understand. You can't start the story by saying, my husband is a good southern
gentleman. And I wanted the bad boy.
And the backup quarterback wasn't. He was a bad boy. And then you go and do that to him after saying that.
So what are you saying?
I'm not saying she's correct. I'm just saying.
So what are you trying to say? He's corny now? He's lame?
Same conversation coming from men's mouth.
Men don't say that, J-Fig. We don't talk about that.
Wait. So that would explain a lot, to be honest.
As to why I'm single? Yeah, because I don't.
No. As to, you have people saying that story and the two girls were fine with it?
No, I hear it. I'm not saying I'm friends with them, but I hear it.
They just talking trash. They ain't telling that story to nobody that they
No,
absolutely not. If you told that story and your wife or girlfriend heard that story, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, but it's not even like, again, it's not even that it's an unheard of tactic, like, you know, to make somebody jealous.
Yeah, but you don't tell a story.
You don't tell it on a podcast.
You don't tell it on a podcast.
You don't tell it on a podcast. If you're having lunch.
I agree.
If you're having lunch, like, fine. That, your best friends,
Men
fine.
Are not talking about that. Like, we're not going to say, she was a Southern, she was a Southern lady, you know?
Now let's tell us about Blue Chew.
And I dated her cousin who was, you know. Who is a Jezebel, but, you know, like, you don't say that. We're not talking like that.
Tell that story, and then you're like, all right, now let's get to our picks for tonight.
Right. Just terrible.
Brought to you by FanDuel.
Ooh.
Or Hard Rock app. Whomever.
Somebody says she's a part of the content game. No, that ain't all good. All content ain't good content.
Yeah, and why do you think she's part of the content game? Because she's married to Matthew Stafford.
Right. Now, you know what's funny? I got stories I can tell that'll rock your world.
I'm saying.
It ain't no.
Yeah, you should have married that backup quarterback and see if you would have been putting out content in the podcast now.
Pretty sure that backup quarterback fixed my car one time in Tennessee. You get lost here in these Georgia mountains, it's going to cost you. Go Dogs.
Who was the backup quarterback in Georgia?
I have no idea.
I don't know. They showed a picture. I saw a picture of him, and he was bald then, so I would imagine his hair didn't regrow.
Well, unless he got Landon Donovan.
Unless he got the Brian Urlacher.
Well, he's a backup quarterback. I doubt if he did.
Aaron Murray, they say.
That picture was something.
Oh, Murray. He wasn't terrible.
He ain't no Matthew Stafford. Yeah. Look at you. You should be thanking yourself that you're about to marry a Super Bowl winning future Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah, you wanted to get with the backup quarterback.
And the way you do it is you throw your business out there, like, yeah, not a good look.
That's nasty work. Minus one for Kelly Stafford.
Yeah.
For Sass.
Take a break. Back after this.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.